This is Marketplace Money from APM. So Claudia wrote in to say, I used to run errands with me mom. We'd go through the drive-through teller at the bank, and it always fascinated me how my mom was given money by the nice lady inside. How poignant. But how 1900s. Today, as Marketplace's Mark Garrison just mentioned, the banking experience is completely being rebuilt. Now, one bank has done it from the ground up. Josh Reich founded Simple with Shamir Kakal in Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the show, Josh.
Thanks for having me, Carmen. Good to speak with you.
Now, Josh, I noticed one thing, that when it comes to describing Simple and what it does, you don't particularly want me to say bank, do you?
No, you can say bank. We think of ourselves really as a branchless banking service. You know, customers get the Simple card, they get access to ATMs. But what we really do is provide customers with a really beautiful and informative web and mobile experience. We're really focused on the user experience piece. We have partners who hold our customers' deposits in fully FDIC-insured accounts. And we concentrate on technology, human customer service, and making banking beautiful, easy, and comfortable, I guess.
Oh, well, it's really rare that you hear about banking being beautiful. That's a new one.
It should be beautiful. It's such a big part of our lives. And for it to be difficult for people to understand, it seems counter to the role that banks should be playing in society.
So, and you mentioned mobility, because
yes,
that's a big one now. You know, and a lot of even the big banks, too, are leaning towards the fact that growing number of us are using our phones, which I know even I do, let's say, to, you know, to pay the dog walker. So how is that, you know, integrated into what you're doing in terms of service and also security?
Mobile is critical for us. You know, we require all of our customers to have a smartphone. But we knew from day one that people's wallets were right next to their phones. And we wanted to close the information loop between someone swiping a card and seeing the impact of that spend on their savings goal. So you can be at a store, you can swipe your Simple card, and within seconds you'll get a notification on your phone. And you can see what that means for your ability to save for a vacation or to buy a new pair of shoes or an engagement ring or, you know, all the things that all of us are trying to save for. We take security, you know, very seriously. And the mobile phone actually allows us to be even more secure. We take a lot of the features that banks will give to their high net worth customers, and we give it to everyone by default. And the mobile phone enables us to do that for everyone. Things like multi-factor authentication and things you may have heard of, that allow us to level up beyond the normal level of security that banks provide.
So we're talking about security, you know, being one of the barriers in terms of folks going with a mobile bank or an online-only bank, a virtual bank. But there are a couple other barriers, and I'm going to play the curmudgeon here. Listen, I need to write a paper check. What do you say to those folks? Are you interested in them at all?
In terms of paper checks, you know, I still need to write paper checks occasionally myself. And the way that I do that with Simple is I open up my phone and I type in the details, and Simple will send the check for our customers for free.
You mentioned the word free, because so far, now, you know, this is very counter to where most banks are going. I mean, there used to be free checking and free savings. Actually, more than 3/4 of banks, you know, used to have that, free checking and savings. And now it's completely flipped. So now most banks have these fees. So how are you able to be feeless for the consumers?
Sure. Just quickly, you know, most of these free checkings came with a very large asterisk. It was very rare for people to actually get them for free. You know, I think customers are paying on average $5 to $6 a month in sort of the fees they run into, overdraft fees, late payment fees, those sorts of things. Now those fees are becoming a little bit more explicit with change in regulation. If you look at banking technology in 1990, it used to cost a bank around $250 a year in technology costs just to keep an account around. In 2010, that cost was still $250. And think about the advances in the technology world that happened over that 20-year period. Banks have invested so little in modernizing their technology, they haven't been able to reap any of the cost savings. And so one of the things that we did is rebuild everything from the ground up using modern technology, and it costs us a fraction of what a bank has to cover in terms of technology costs. And then you add to that branch cost savings, and we're sort of in a fantastic place whereby we can offer a lot of these things without the sort of fees you run into.
So, but do folks still want that personal experience of walking into a bank? And is that something that you feel is pretty much unnecessary? Or are there just some people you're just not going to capture because they need that?
even though we're sort of a technology-mediated company, our personality and our humanness sort of shines through everything that we do. When it comes to actually walking to a branch, we think it's inconvenient. We think that most people don't want to be waiting in lines. Most people don't want to be continually cross-sold for other products. And we think we can provide a better, more personal experience over the phone or via messaging, really done at the customer's pace rather than the pace at which a branch imposes on people.
Josh Riesch, thank you so much for joining us. He is the co-founder of Simple, an online banking company based in Portland, Oregon. Thank you so much for joining us today, Josh.
Thanks for having me, Carmen. Always great chatting with you.